Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Positivity abounds. High school football, high school sports, fall sports can start getting underway on Monday. Hutch Gonzalez, head football coach at Mandeville High School. Hutch, I'm sure you're pretty excited about that news that we learned a few days ago.
Yeah, look, any news that says we can play football this season at any point, I'm excited about.
What's this process been like for you and your kids and your coaching staff, the uncertainty, the unknown, trying to train from home and socially distancing, et cetera?
Well, I mean, I think you hit all the points right there, uncertainty and unknown. Look, the most overused word at this point is unprecedented, right? I mean, like, nobody's ever been through this before. So everybody's been kind of trying to feel their way through this thing. And, you know, sometimes necessity is the mother of invention. We've actually found that, you know, the way that we've had to do things is actually maybe a better system than we've been using from before. So we really like it, and we may continue doing what we've been doing.
Without giving away any secrets, what can you give us a for instance?
Well, I mean, look, as coaches, you try to be as efficient and effective as you can all the time. And so with that being said, you typically bring as many guys as you can into the weight room, and you shuffle guys through the summer, and you try to get your older guys in and your younger guys. You know, with us being limited to 25 guys per group, we've been able to, you know, bring 25 guys into the weight room, 25 guys on the practice field, and run them for an hour and flip-flop them. So one group's running, one group's lifting, and then ask coaches, and they get an hour of football per day. So our guys have probably gotten more running, lifting, and, you know, football-specific drills than they have ever gotten in any season prior to this, because we had to come up with a way to get this done as, you know, the best way that we could. So it's been really good for us.
Hutch, what have your players said to you about, you know, the risks of playing with COVID-19? Have they all had a pretty much unified message of, hey, we want to play?
Look, I mean, we're very blessed that we have a really, really veteran group. These guys have been with me since day one when I walked in the door 3 years ago, and most of these guys are going to be three-year starters. A lot of them are going to be, you know, some of them are four-year starters. They were starters for a year before I got there. So they just want to play. They want their senior year. They want this year of, you know, we feel like we're bringing back 15, 16 starters from a quarterfinal team last year, and they don't care what circumstances we have to play under. They just want to play.
Hutch Gonzalez, head football coach at Mandeville High School. Coach, it sounds like you got a pretty strong team this fall. Can you highlight it?
Look, I mean, like I said, 15 or 16, well, really 15 starters, seven on offense, eight on defense, coming back from a team that we were really, you know, we were high on last year, but we really feel like we were a year ahead of where we wanted to be. Everybody walks into a program, even with the success that Mandeville's had in the previous years, you walk into that with a most guys with a 4 or 5 year plan. For us to have the success that we had in year two was awesome. So bring as many guys back with as much experience as they got last year, going to the quarterfinals and making that long run to Houghton and beating a number three team, Alexander. You know, we have some guys who have been through the gauntlet, and now to bring that many of those guys back with that much experience, we're excited about it. We do feel like we have a pretty solid squad coming back, and that's why it's so important for us to be able to get on the field and play.
Have any of the parents of any of your players expressed any concern about playing?
No, absolutely. Whether they've expressed it to me personally or they've expressed it through other means, you know, social media and things like that. You know, I've seen a lot of parents in the state of Louisiana saying, hey, I mean, if Mississippi's going to play football, maybe we need to go over there and think about, you know, moving to Mississippi for a semester and enrolling our kids. We just need to, yeah, I know, as ridiculous as it sounds, that's how dedicated these kids are and these parents are to making sure that their kids get the opportunity to play their senior year because it's something that they've worked for their entire life. So we just keep reassuring them that we are going to play football in Louisiana, and there's no state, in my opinion, in the Southeast or even in the country that's better than Louisiana as far as high school football goes. So if you're going to play, this is the best place to play, and we're going to give you that opportunity. So we're continuing to push forward on that and making sure that whatever we have to do to play, whether it's play in the spring or play later, or if they say start on time, we'll be ready for that as well.
Yeah, Hutch, when I see parents or when I hear even kids that are 18 and under that are school age that express some concern about them getting sick or anything like that from COVID-19, I kind of try to point them to the CDC, which says they're likely not spreaders nor carriers of COVID-19, and there hasn't been one instance of a student contracting and passing along COVID-19 to a teacher in the world. There's not one case.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm not one to argue numbers, and I'm certainly not going to pretend to be a doctor or, a virologist or anything else and say that I know better than anyone else. We're going to follow the guidelines that were given to us by the LHSAA and then follow the guidelines that are given to us by our, you know, local school system. And we're going to do what we can. But all I can do as a coach and all they can do as players is prepare themselves for the upcoming season. And when they tell us that we can get on the field, the only thing I've ever guaranteed anyone is that when they tell us we can get out there, we'll be ready. You know, we'll be ready as a team, we'll be ready as a coaching staff, and we'll be ready to go.
Hutch Gonzalez, Mandeville High School head football coach. And Hutch, speaking of the LHSAA, I thought they've done a very good job of kind of giving you guys guidelines and being, I guess, in touch with what is good for what is best for the student athlete. I think they've done a good job guiding you guys a little bit.
Look, Christian, you and I know, I mean, You've been as big a critic of the LHSAA as anybody, and rightfully so. I mean, there have been some instances where it's been kind of crazy and we don't know what to expect from them. But I thought through this entire, I mean, I don't want to call it a fiasco, or you call it what you want, you know, through all of this and this entire situation, I thought that they have done a phenomenal job of being, you know, on the lead of what we need to do. They've been, you know, they've been out front and they've been up front and they've let us know what they wanted from us. And anybody who complains about the guidelines that they've given us, you know, you're just not being reasonable, because I think that they've been extremely reasonable and telling us what we need to do, how we need to do it. And if you followed those guidelines, then I think that you could have been very productive this summer and really not worried about what's going to come on the back end. If you just, you know, follow the process, your team will be ready to play when we get to play ball.
Hutch, what's been, you know, with the explosion of 7-on-7, how big of an impact has that had on the development of kids?
Look, man, I think that people who know me, and you know, not everybody knows my background, but I was fortunate to be on the front end of that whole 7-on-7 thing as a player, playing for Hal Mumme, and he was one of the innovators of 7-on-7, and one of the guys who really pushed that kind of thing and worked that into his practice system and everything else. I'm not a huge 7-on-7 guy. I think it serves its purpose. And everybody will, you know, you'll hear different coaches say, oh, 7-on-7 is not real football. And we all know that. It's not real football. But it does serve its purpose, and you get some looks for your skill guys that, you know, to me are invaluable. And it's been difficult this summer, especially in a program like Mandeville, where 7-on-7 is a big deal, and it always has been. You know, some of our parents have expressed concern about not being able to do it, and even some of our coaches. But, you know, it's not a to me, it's not a catalyst for having a good season. You know, if we had opted out of playing on 7-on-7 tournaments on our own, people might have, you know, kind of balked at that. But the fact that it was banned this summer, it didn't hurt my feelings a ton, if I'm being honest.
Hutch Gonzalez, head football coach at Mandeville High School. And Coach, you getting a few more days off before you get back to work?
Yeah, look, man, as we conduct this interview, as I told you earlier, look, I'm at the beach with my family. We're enjoying it. We thought we were going back to school Monday. This was our last little hoorah before we had to go back to work full time. But we actually got pushed back to September 8th or beyond Labor Day. You know, as our school system goes, we got pushed back to September 8th. So we actually do have a little more time. And so I get another month to spend with my players, to stay in a weight room, and to start our, you know, basically our summer rules football. We're going to be able to get in helmets and throw the ball around a little bit. We'll follow those guidelines, and it's just more preparation for us, as you know, as far as we're concerned, and we're good to go whenever they tell us to.
Hutch, enjoy your last few days of time at the beach, man, and I look forward to seeing you this fall.
All right, Christian, I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.